Welcome to another episode with 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. I am Tony and this is Melissa. And we are excited to be here with you today. We're going to be discussing holiday appetizer tips and some of our best tips when it comes to hosting and having a holiday event and bringing out some really good appetizers.
Holiday dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all about appetizers today.
Yes.
So our first tip is going to be about balance. So whether it's on hot and cold items or savory and sweet or like different flavors, adding in like textures and things like that, it's definitely going to add a little bit more if you kind of diversify your appetizers.
Exactly. So in that, you know, talking, it made me think about and reminisce on a movie. And it's gonna be a Disney movie, talking about Ratatouille.
It's like,
and
where are we
one
going?
One of the best scenes in the complementing of flavors and understanding like how things really work together is when he's telling his brother to try the cheese.
The only thing I can think about is the like, are you detecting nuttiness?
No, I'm detecting nuttiness. But when he has him try a couple different things and has him close his eyes and really focus on what he's having. And it really shows like the blending and the complementing of the flavors from, like you're saying, savory, sweet, and how that could really kind of elevate your event, what you have. So making sure that you're balanced with it so you don't have too much of one over the other.
Which actually goes along with the appetizers we decided to go with for today.
Absolutely.
We will dive into that a little bit later.
Yeah.
But you kind of want to think about a variety of things. So like balancing it out where, actually, I guess we could dive in now. We'll just do it, right? Because we balanced with a hot and a cold appetizer.
So we have a hot appetizer here.
I would say this one balances very much with the sweet and savory because it is a baked brie. Mm-hmm. Now, we did it in a version that would be a bit more allergy friendly in the sense that it's gluten free.
Yeah.
So we did not wrap it in puff pastry.
Yeah, which is always a good thing to know that you don't always have to wrap it in puff pastry if you're going to try to bake certain cheeses, especially brie
because
it has a rind
and it holds its shape really well.
Yeah.
This one we baked it with some cinnamon apples, and so that's kind of your sweet aspect. And then we also added a little bit of brown sugar, which is also gonna be your sweet, but
exactly.
We threw in some toasted walnuts, which adds in a bit of a crunch, and then you already have the rich creaminess from the cheese. So it definitely helps to balance it out and offer a little bit more towards it than just being cheese.
Exactly. So you're not just getting that melty, almost fondue type. Appetizer, which fondue is fantastic, don't get me wrong. I love fondue.
You kind of are, just a little bit more.
Yeah, it's just, it's getting that little that little push over the top to making it a little bit more special.
And then from there, you just kind of select whichever crackers you prefer. You also could do fruits or vegetables technically with it too. And
yeah.
It would be delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that kind of shows a bit more of the balance side of things. Our second tip is kind of thinking more towards make ahead appetizers. Because during the holidays, if you have a cold appetizer, generally speaking, you can make it ahead. Like things like
absolutely
a vegetable platter, a charcuterie, a cheese ball type situation. All of those could be made ahead of times. And with the holidays being one of those big things where you have family coming in, you might have a lot of visitors and things like that, anything that you can make ahead is gonna super help with lowering the stress on you, and it's just done ahead of time. So you get to spend more time enjoying the appetizer and hanging out with your friends and family.
Exactly. So it really helps break up the time that you're spending in the kitchen because you might invest that time a little bit earlier on than the actual event, but now during the event, you're not necessarily having to stress and worry about making mm-hmm. the things to make sure that everybody is, you know, really getting the most of it, mm-hmm. but you're actually able to sit down and be a part of it and participate. And that's a huge mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah. And some appetizers that tend to be winners for us in our house are definitely this one. We have a couple different variations
yeah.
of toppings that we'll do, or sometimes we might go more savory
yeah,
with it. Other than that, charcuteries, I think, are winners for a lot of people.
For most people, I would say definitely charcuterie mm-hmm. tray is the way to go. Mm-hmm. You also understand your audience, know if you're looking at getting hot meats or not. Because at the end of the day, there may be some individuals in your family or friends.
Spicy?
Like spicy, yeah.
Okay, it was that's hot, I mean. Meats. Spicy. Yeah, spicy, like, meats, guy.
The like hot calabrese.
Yes, I know, but I was like, what? Yeah. So think about your
demographic.
Your demographic. So allergies, things like that, of course.
Of course.
But charcuterie seems to win, or like a veggie platter, fruit platter.
Yes, absolutely.
Those are great.
Those are always just really good solid staples to have anyways, mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, I mean, people nibble on the, you know, veggie platter, or they'll go to the fruit platter and take some stuff from here and there.
I will say another top one is like bruschetta type appetizers.
Ooh, I love
so bruschetta. Whether it's a traditional bruschetta or it's kind of a play on that,
I love those bruschetta. And you know what's actually fun about bruschetta is that it also plays with that balance, because typically you have that hot grilled bread and then you have the nice cool tomato topping.
So you have like the crunch and everything mm-hmm. and freshness.
Oh yeah, and it's fantastic. I love it.
And technically it's kind of, depending on what your bruschetta topping is going to be or what your mixture is that's going to be on the bread, you could technically, you could toast your bread ahead of time and then you could have your topping ahead. So it also plays along with those make ahead.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Appetizers. Now, our third tip is adding in, or thinking about at least, those kind of seasonal flavors or ingredients. So right now we're in the holidays, more towards Christmas, New Year's, that kind of thing. So you're gonna wanna look more towards the end of fall, heading into winter.
Yeah, absolutely. So you want to start getting some of those really nice spices, some of those warm spices to really like add in those, you know, basically flavors that make you feel like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more hearty ingredients, pears, apples, root vegetables, and mm-hmm. also those warmer spices.
Yeah.
Are definitely going to be great
yeah.
for this time of year. And yeah.
I mean, it's just what it is.
But it is, yeah.
And then when we're looking at our next tip, mm-hmm. we're actually circling back to one of the questions there in the comments
yeah.
and looking at our holiday appetizers, easy to do on a budget.
Yeah.
And in most cases, they really can be really easy to do mm-hmm. on a budget. It just,
you have to, well, you don't necessarily have to be super creative.
No,
I think it's just,
I don't think so.
It's just kind of, you kind of have to, you have to weigh your options there.
Yeah.
So budget friendly, you have to think, is it going to be easier, quicker, probably less expensive for me to make this homemade? Or is it going to be easier, quicker, less expensive to make it a store-bought meal where I just kind of pick
right.
it up? So that could be more towards your platters and those type of things. Because
right.
I think we've all seen there's veggie, fruit, and a little bit similar to like charcuterie platters
mm-hmm, for sure.
that you can get at the store. So depending on the size group you're cooking for, it could be a better option to just pick something up. Or if you have a large enough group, it could be just as easy to make it. And then by that I mean, so for, let's use the example of vegetable platter, right? If you're not going to be cooking things like celery, carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, right?
Absolutely.
Let's choose those four. If you're not going to be cooking those, but you're only making a platter for like
four
people, you might just want to buy it, because
yeah.
a head of cauliflower, a bunch of broccoli, a bag of carrots, and a bunch of celery is going to make you a platter that probably could feed more towards 8 to 10. Yeah,
for sure.
So if you're looking at that, your budget, you kind of guesstimate budget-wise, which is the better option. Now, we chose one that our brie, our baked brie is more of, I wouldn't say it's much more expensive because it's really not, but it's a little bit more than our second option, which is super easy, and it's really just two ingredients. It is, well, it's two, but then you also pick your crackers or whatever you want to put it on. You have cream cheese, and you have some type of spread or jam or something that you are wanting to put it on.
Exactly.
You could use apple butter. I've done pumpkin butter before. Right. Those are both good options. You could also do like a jalapeno pepper jam.
Yeah.
Or some type of relish.
Or something as simple as honey.
Ironically.
Like a local honey.
Yeah.
That you can get and put on top of cream cheese. And just that alone is such an amazing flavor.
Mm-hmm. And it's super simple, but it's got that sweet and savory aspect. And then you get your crunch from the cracker and things like that. So it's totally on a budget, and it's good.
No, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's a great simple addition to any holiday spread, and it's almost a guarantee that majority of the people that are going to be at your party or your event are going to be happy about it, because it's something simple that they can just take any cracker to it.
Yes, and the great thing about it is they're not going to be thinking like that it's necessarily like, it's kind of, one, it's interesting, like depending on what your topping is, it could be different. Because there's so many choices, it's not going to be like, oh, well, this is a really inexpensive. No, they're going to be like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit different, right?
For sure.
And the fact that you could pick kind of a variety of different, because you could do two different ones. You could do a sweet one and a savory one. So there's a lot of options with it.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a budget-friendly one.
Also, I really feel that with our last topic, our last tip, that this is actually a really good option to, let's say, if you wanted your guests to contribute and bring something where
like
you
like
a potluck, yeah.
Even if you're like hanging out, maybe it's a holiday game night, right? You could do like a potluck appetizer type of situation.
Exactly, and this is a perfect little simple dish that anybody could bring, and nobody's really having to break a bank to try to make it or anything. And it's just, it's got good flavor. It's just really easy to put into any sort of family parties.
Yeah, and it's really easy. Both of these actually are really easy to make. And we're, of course, with this live, we're also gonna turn this into a blog post. So we will share both of these tips and the recipes in that post. But we hope that those main five tips are helpful. If you're wanting to kind of go a little bit further, if you're like, okay, I'd like to be a little bit more creative on things.
Oh, yeah.
We have a few bonus tips, which our first one is maybe think a little bit global.
Oh yeah, that's a really good idea, because now you're thinking internationally, you're looking at cuisines from, you know, different regions of the world. It could be, you know, something Moroccan, it could be something from, you know, East Asia, so Japan, China, you know, that area of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing that culture into your home really can be an inviting thing when it comes down to having a global international spread to the table.
Yeah, well, and if you're doing like more towards a potluck sort of thing, you could pick, maybe your theme is Europe or it's Asia, right? And you kind of do different regions for each person. So it's kind of an exciting
challenge
there, but also like getting to taste things. Or you throw it out to whatever global you want, and then it's like taste around the world kind of situation. But it's definitely something you can do if you're kind of wanting to stretch yourself. Now, if you're doing this for specifically like your Christmas dinner or like something where you're gonna have a big group, maybe don't do the blue bowl unless you're more comfortable in the kitchen. But
sure,
if it's for like a game night or something fun like that during this holiday season, of course, you can always try out something a little bit different. Our next tip would be maybe you want to kind of add a little bit on and do like a wine pairing,
yeah,
or maybe a cocktail pairing or just a fun mocktail.
Yeah, exactly. And now with drink pairings, something that I think most people don't really think about is that you can go to certain stores. So like here locally, we'd be able to go to Total Wine and Spirits and be able to talk to some of the employees there that have a little bit more knowledge on certain regions of wine or certain mm-hmm. different areas of the world when it comes to these drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And we can pick their brain and just kind of tell them like, hey, we're wanting to do, let's say, charcuterie board or, you know, something a little bit more international and pull those flavors. What would be your recommendation to pair with that?
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, anytime I've asked anybody there, they're all really knowledgeable and they understand what their product is and know how to best pair it. So I would definitely say use your local wine and spirit store as a resource
mm-hmm.
if you're gonna go, you know, the more adult drinks. But if you want mocktails,
kind of play off of the flavors you're going with and maybe think of so for mocktails, for like this, we might go a little bit more citrusy.
Oh yeah,
where it has like a brightness.
That'd be fantastic.
Of course, with maybe like some bubbles and things like that. But you kind of want to pair with it a little bit more towards similar to the flavor, or like not complete opposite, but like
yeah,
what it's kind of lacking in the sense of
right,
like this one could have a little bit more acidity. So like lemon.
Yeah.
Like some sort of
something to complete the flavor, the flavor profile.
Lemon spritzer or something like that could yeah, kind of play well with it. Whereas it also could kind of play towards like a whiskey.
Oh yeah.
That has
sure,
like a richer, sweeter, but like more mm-hmm. depth to it.
Exactly.
Or like a mead, which ironically yeah, that is what Tony is tasting it with today.
Exactly.
It also would go nicely with red wine. So there's a lot that you can do. So whether you're wanting to kind of add in that pairing, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an alcoholic drink, it could be
correct,
just a fun mocktail.
Exactly. And mocktails are always a great mm-hmm. celebration drink, just to be able to have family around and celebrate something.
Mm-hmm. And then our final bonus tip is, depending on what these appetizers are for, you might want to do like a festive presentation, whether that's through your setup
right,
on your like tablescape or things like that, or in your garnishes.
Oh yeah, that's true. Because you can almost set up you know, different colors or different, like, kind of, and my brain is kind of drawing a blank, but almost
brain,
like different.
Your brain was like, goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like you can pull in like different foliage. So like you can bring in like poinsettias, holly, especially
mm-hmm.
for Christmas. You could probably have some rosemary out on the table that gives a little bit of more aromatic sense to the room as well,
mm-hmm.
With also showing that kind of piney-ness that the holidays are known for when
mm-hmm.
they come to holiday trees.
Now, the only thing we would also say when it comes to garnishes, so we would kind of lean towards maybe like pomegranate, cranberry,
yes,
microgreen type situation, or chopped herbs. Make sure that it is a usable garnish or edible garnish. It's not something that's just put there and it's not meant to go along with it.
Yeah. Now, if you're dressing up your table and you're wanting to have, you know, a little pop of color there, then, you know, that's one thing. But like when it comes to garnishing your plates, absolutely,
mm-hmm.
like Melissa said, make sure that it's something that's edible, something that you can, you know, pair with your food
yeah,
or ingest, because at the end of the day, having a garnish that serves no function and is just there because it's there can in some ways kind of kill the mood on that plate. We hope that you found these tips to be beneficial and something that you can really bring into your own home for the holidays. And we can't wait to hear what you've done with your holiday parties.
If you haven't already, one, we'd love for you guys to follow and like and review our podcast, 100% Freshman to Chef Mission.
Absolutely.
Because we'd love to hear your feedback. And if you have not heard of it, check out Meal Planning for Busy Parents on Facebook. Yeah. That is our group where we go live.
Yep.
Live every week. And we share recipes and meal planning tips. And we would love to see you guys there because that's where we hang out.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you aren't part of the Facebook group, please go and join it. We'll have it linked in the description. And we can't wait to hear more about your holiday parties and how everything goes. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.